Have you ever felt that sinking feeling on Sunday evening as the weekend draws to a close? That creeping dread of returning to work the next day? This Sunday blues phenomenon affects countless workers, regardless of position, salary, or industry. Through the journey of Brian Bailey, a successful executive who takes a position managing a struggling pizza shop, we discover the universal principles that determine whether we'll dread Monday mornings or embrace them with enthusiasm. Brian's story reveals a profound truth. Job misery isn't inevitable. It stems from three specific factors that, when addressed properly, can transform any workplace into an environment where people find genuine fulfillment. This isn't just theory. Companies like Google and Microsoft have implemented these principles as the foundation of their workplace culture initiatives, proving their effectiveness across industries and organizational levels. At the heart of workplace dissatisfaction lie three fundamental issues. First is anonymity, the feeling that managers and colleagues don't know or care about you beyond your job function. When Brian arrived at Gene and Joe's restaurant, employees were merely interchangeable parts. Second is irrelevance, not understanding how your work impacts others. Third is immeasurement, having no clear metrics to gauge your success. Without concrete ways to track progress, employees relied on subjective feedback, typically only hearing about problems. These factors create misery regardless of industry, position, or pay scale. Even highly paid executives feel profound dissatisfaction when they're unknown, irrelevant, and unable to measure their impact. Many senior leaders feel their bosses only care about their performance, not them as individuals. Their CEOs need to develop genuine concern for their lives without patronizing them. Similarly, someone like Andy, the box boy, might feel overlooked. His manager needs to connect with him through personal interests, help him discover meaningful customer impact, and provide metrics like customer satisfaction to monitor his performance. Even wealthy athletes can experience job misery despite fame and fortune if coaches only value their performance. They need coaches who show interest in their off-field lives and help them see how their play impacts fans, teammates, and staff throughout the organization. Brian's transformation began with measurement, creating personalized success metrics for each employee. Carl tracked error-free orders and customer smiles, while waitresses counted tips and compliments. These measurements provided immediate feedback, fostering control and accomplishment. Next came relevance, helping employees understand their impact. During a staff meeting, Patty realized she helped struggling parents enjoy peaceful meals, while Salvador saw how his clean dishes enabled everyone else's work. These insights transformed mundane tasks into meaningful contributions. The final element, addressing anonymity, happened naturally as Brian showed genuine interest in employees' lives, shared relevant articles, and acknowledged their personal interests. When Salvador left, Brian organized the restaurant's first goodbye lunch, proving each person mattered. Within weeks, the atmosphere shifted from morgue-like to energetic and engaged, increasing revenue, tips, and customer recognition. Could principals from a small Italian restaurant transform a struggling sporting goods chain? When Brian became CEO at Desert Mountain Sports, his executive team offered excuses for employee problems: low pay, limited advancement opportunities, poor education systems. Brian challenged them. Despite your intelligence and industry knowledge, you're still struggling. Either give up or try making employees' work lives more meaningful. The team started with the struggling Tahoe store. Rob, a regional manager, acknowledged company failures and introduced Brian's theory that people deserve to enjoy their jobs. Store managers addressed immeasurement by helping staff identify key metrics and understand their impact. Within 2 months, similar interventions were implemented across all 24 stores. The results were striking. By Brian's 6-month anniversary, the CFO reported that Desert Mountain Sports was growing again. 2 stores scheduled for closure remained open, and discussions shifted from contraction to expansion. This transformation validated Brian's theory at scale, proving that measurement, relevance, and eliminating anonymity can transform organizations when systematically implemented. These principles proved universal, applying regardless of industry, position, or geography. Brian later successfully implemented his approach with a London hotel chain across Europe, confirming his ideas transcend cultural boundaries. Job misery creates staggering economic and human costs. Disengaged employees cost U.S. companies between $450 to $550 billion annually in lost productivity, healthcare costs, and workplace accidents. Companies with low employee engagement suffer 18% lower productivity and 16% lower profitability. The human cost is even more profound. Miserable employees spread cynicism to families, friends, and communities. Work-related stress contributes to depression, anxiety, and relationship problems. Children of unhappy workers often show behavioral issues and decreased academic performance. With approximately 90,000 working hours in a lifetime, persistent job misery devastates overall well-being. Physical health suffers too, with job dissatisfaction linked to increased heart disease, immune disorders, and chronic pain. What makes this tragedy particularly poignant is how unnecessary it is. Solutions to job misery aren't complex or expensive. They simply require managers who see employees as whole people, help them understand their impact, and give them tools to measure their success. Perhaps the most profound insight from this journey is that management itself can be a ministry, a genuine service to others. By helping employees find engagement and success, managers profoundly impact the emotional, financial, physical, and spiritual health of workers and their families. This perspective transforms leadership positions from being primarily about business results into a calling to serve others by creating environments where they can thrive. When employees find fulfillment at work, they bring more energy and positivity to their families and communities. A valued worker is more likely to be patient with their children, engaged in relationships, and involved in community activities. The real tragedy isn't that more people don't work in traditional service roles, but that many managers haven't recognized they already occupy positions of profound service. When managers embrace their role as servants first and executive second, they create cascading benefits that extend far beyond quarterly results. We spend half our waking lives at work. Shouldn't that time be meaningful? The principles of employee engagement aren't complex. They're profoundly human. Know your people. Help them see their impact. Give them ways to measure their success. Implementation requires no massive budgets, just managers willing to have authentic conversations, connect tasks with meaningful outcomes, and develop clear metrics that empower rather than control. The investment is primarily time and emotional energy, resources available to every leader, regardless of organization size. Imagine workplaces as communities where people feel known, valued, and purposeful. The ripple effects would transform not just organizations, but families and society itself. This isn't about making work tolerable. It's about creating environments where people can thrive. The choice is ours. Accept workplace misery as inevitable, or become agents of transformation. Whether we manage others or not, we can advocate for environments where people feel known, understand their impact, and can measure their success, contributing to more humane and fulfilling workplaces for everyone.